From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The number of people who used Northland food shelves hit a record level in December, according to the Second Harvest Northern Lakes Food Bank. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the consortium of 35 food banks across northeastern Minnesota and northwestern Wisconsin reported 20,178 people were served in December. That's the highest in any month and nearly double the 10,945 people served in December of 2008. Shay Morris, Second Harvest's executive director, said in a news release that the region's food shelves are experiencing use that they have never experienced before. Over the past year, Second Harvest distributed 4.7 million pounds of food, enough food for 3.7 million meals. Much of it was rescued food from businesses that might otherwise have been thrown out. A Minnesota House committee is hearing a bill that would shift Minnesota's primary election from August to June. Supporters of shifting the primary 2 months earlier say it would give winning primary candidates more time to prepare for the general election instead of staying focused on an internal party contest just a few months before the election. They also say turnout has been light in recent August primaries because many people vacation that month and are not tuned into politics. The bill has also been introduced in the Senate, but has not had a hearing. Governor Mark Dayton supports a June primary as well. State officials are warning of a scam by a group posing as the Minnesota Department of Revenue that uses claims of tax refunds as bait to obtain personal data. The department said this week that the scammers are seeking personal or banking information from taxpayers. According to the department, callers going by Minnesota Revenue suggest that they are seeking the information to process a larger tax refund. The state agency says it doesn't call people about the size of their refunds, and officials say they should report official emails or phone calls to the Department of Revenue. The 148th Fighter Wing's 241 federal technicians in Duluth face days or weeks of unpaid furlough. A Two Harbors outdoor gear company that supplies tactical gear to the military doesn't know whether its next order will come in or not. According to the Duluth News Tribune, at Duluth International Airport, the air traffic control tower might be closed for the arrival or departure of the day's first and last regularly scheduled flights. In addition, the commercial pilots would have to turn on the runway lights for themselves. This Friday's deadline for the automatic federal budget cut of $85 billion could hit the Department of Defense hard, with government contracts among the first to feel the impact. In St. Louis County, 17 contractors do about $18 million in business with the military. If the sequester goes into effect, the Interior Department has told Apostle Island National Lakeshore and other parks to plan for a 5% budget cut. At the Voyageurs National Park, the 5% cut would mean eliminating the entire seasonal staff, including 6 interpreters and 4 park rangers. The 5% cut could also have a big effect on Isle Royale National Park. An analysis provided by Superintendent Phyllis Green shows the cuts would include closing ranger stations, reduction in campground maintenance, eliminating staff at campgrounds, and fewer ranger-guided ferry boat trips. The cuts would require eliminating seasonal positions, a move that would cut law enforcement rangers, visitor interpretation programs, and resource management in half. St. Luke's Hospital will lose about $2.5 million in Medicare funding over the course of a year. Essentia Health expects $9.5 million loss in Medicare funding across the system. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.